Track 6, more news stories. Great Wall of Poppies is back in Dawlish. The Great Wall of Poppies has returned to Dawlish as part of the town's events to commemorate Armistice Day. Volunteers spent several hours decorating the Bowling Green railings with the Poppy Wall, which has become a tradition in the town. Hundreds of hand-knitted poppies are now displayed on the wall and will remain there for 2 weeks. A Dawlish Town Council spokesman said, "A big thank you to everyone who showed up to help. The poppy wall looks wonderful." Several spaces have been left intentionally for anyone who would like to add their own personal poppy to the wall. The Remembrance Day Parade is on Sunday, November the 10th, with the parade assembling at Central Hall in Park Road at 2:30 p.m. The parade, involving the Royal British Legion, Dawlish branch members, dignitaries, scouts and guides, will then move off at 2:40 p.m. for the War Memorial, where the wreath laying at the Memorial Gardens will take place at 3 p.m. This will be followed by a church service at St Gregory's Church. Roads will be closed temporarily along the parade route during and after the wreath laying. On Monday, November the 11th, the Poppies to Paddington train will stop at Dawlish. Great Western Railway will be returning for the 5th year for Remembrance Day. This service takes wreaths from local communities to Paddington Station in London to be laid at the War Memorial in the station as part of their Remembrance Day service. The train will be stopping at Dawlish at 7 a.m.
A Teignbridge political party, founded to combat housing development, has announced its intention to effectively disband. The South Devon Alliance says its councillors will now sit as independents on Teignbridge District Council. The official statement, made on its social media, said, "The South Devon Alliance councillors have today concluded that our party should no longer sit as a single group within Teignbridge District Council. Following our concerted efforts to represent public opinion and objections to NA3 and Queen Street, it is now clear the only way forward to effect meaningful change is for a wider group of independent councillors to form a broader alliance at Teignbridge District Council. This must be one that stretches outside of Newton Abbot and can form a district-wide opposition and attract a new raft of councillors to help shift the balance towards a better functioning and truly democratic council at the next elections in 2027. The planning for this must start now." The SDA began in 2018 when a small group of residents joined forces, as Newton says no, to campaign against large housing development on the outskirts of Newton Abbot. In May 2019, three of the group's members were elected onto Teignbridge Council. By May 2023, this group had become the South Devon Alliance to tackle wider issues and became the largest opposition party on Teignbridge Council. Group leader, Councillor Richard Dawes, announcing the decision, said, "We fought tirelessly for the town and continued to reach out across the district. We went on to witness bad decision-making and were subject to institutional intimidation recognised by the local government ombudsman who, after a 3-year investigation, demanded that Teignbridge District Council apologise for failing to operate within the law. In October 2024, the council announced a zero-tolerance abuse policy. The only way this will ever change is for a larger number of independent councillors to provide a functioning democracy for our district. Going forward, all the SDA councillors will continue to be active in the chamber and do their best for Teignbridge."
A fifth of Teignbridge adults out of work. A fifth of people in Teignbridge were economically inactive last year, official figures show, as the Chancellor promised to protect working people. On Wednesday, in Labour's first budget in over a decade, Rachel Reeves announced an increase to the minimum wage and promised national insurance, VAT or income tax will not increase for working people. The UK's first female chancellor said she would raise taxes and increase borrowing as she vowed to invest to rebuild Britain. The latest figures from the Office for National Statistics show 21% of 16 to 64-year-olds in Teignbridge were considered economically inactive in 2023. An economically inactive person is someone not currently in employment and not actively seeking work. The Chancellor said taxes paid by working people will not increase in this budget. I say to working people, I will not increase your national insurance, your VAT, or your income tax, Ms. Reeves said. However, she did confirm plans to raise national insurance contributions for employers, a move critics warned would have a knock-on impact on hiring, wages, and staff benefits. Brian Burns, the head of personal finance at Moneybox, said with employers shouldering more of the national insurance burden, the worry is they could simply pass these costs on to their employees. With a higher cost per head, we could also see some employers choosing to reduce other benefits, such as wage increases or even pension contribution matching. The Chancellor also confirmed an above-inflation increase to the minimum wage of 6.7%. It will rise to £12.21 an hour next year, in what she described as a significant step towards delivering on Labour's manifesto promise to introduce a genuine living wage for working people. But it still falls short of the £12.60 per hour UK living wage calculated by the Living Wage Foundation.
Donation to Mayor's Charity. Mayor of Dawlish, Councillor Lynn Goodman Bradbury, was handed a £500 cheque as a donation to one of her charities by one of the town's housing developers. The councillor was given the cash by Taylor Wimpey, which is building 180 homes at its Brookvale development. The money will go to the charity Dawlish Against Plastic. The developers gave the donation when the mayor officially opened its new show homes. Councillor Goodman Bradbury said, "As mayor, what a privilege it was to view and officially open the show homes at Brookvale in Dawlish. It is lovely to think of all the families who will go on to live there and enjoy Dawlish and all the amenities it has." Melissa Langdon, Sales and Marketing Director for Taylor Wimpey Exeter, said, "We are also delighted to make a donation to Dawlish Against Plastic, who do such a vital job taking care of the local environment."